This message came in this week for our Empowering Our Future campaign, whose last official day was New Year's Eve. It came from listener Reed, and it encapsulates a sentiment which I've heard from a lot of people. Congratulations on your success with the Empowering Our Future. Enclosed is a small and belated gift to that campaign. I'll go out on a limb and speculate that there will be an even greater need for public radio in the next 4 years. Now I have classical HQR2 for those times when I can't take any more of current events. Best wishes for the continuing success of WHQR. By the way, that drive is now $13,000 over its initial goal of $1.5 million. Together with listener commitments to make future planned gifts such as memorials and bequests, the grand total is actually approaching an amazing $1.9 million. We are humbled by the response from this incredibly generous community. Listener Catherine wrote, I'm a New Yorker reader, but I thought the New Yorker hour addition to your schedule seems a bit tone-deaf in this era of the greater separation of the haves and have-nots. Hope this selection is balanced with more thoughtful, local coverage. Cheers. Listener Stan wrote, thank you for the best programming on radio. Listener Huey wrote, the website says the tower has been restored to full power. Was that perhaps after the New Year's holiday? The HD radio was out, and the signal on the regular radio was sporadic and static-filled. I could not hear the opera last weekend, and I could not hear it again this weekend. We had meant that our contributions to the radio station would be meaningful. We've been contributors for a long time. Will there be a time when we can hear our connection to the sentient world? The radio plays a significant part in our lives, and we depend on its beautiful melodies, insightful queries, pointed news reports, and the opera, plural. I wrote to Huey that last weekend we experienced two different but related problems. When the signal traveling from the transmitter on the ground up to the antenna at 1,200 feet encounters resistance, the reflected power back down can damage the transmitter. And so the transmitter shuts itself off for protection. For several days, there was a kink in the transmission line that caused the reflections, and that problem has now been permanently fixed. But over the weekend, the freezing rain caused ice to build up on the antenna, and that increases reflected power also. The only solution is to wait for it to melt, and we did. When the main 91.3 signal is down or reduced, the HD signals are gone as well. As I record this, 91.3, thankfully, is at full power, and Huey should have no trouble hearing classical HQR on HD2. In cases of other trouble, listening online is probably the best bet. Listener Robin wrote, I know it's probably cheap, but could you please get rid of Car Talk or put it on some other time? I've recently started to enjoy Radiolab. I understand why you removed Prairie Home Companion, and glad you have the Thistle and Shamrock. Listener Chris wrote, I've noticed more mistakes lately. Sometimes wrong information about a piece of music is given, and occasionally the wrong piece is announced. This came in from the Cape Fear Museum. Thanks to Gina Gamboni for her very kind interview recently. The interview was quite enjoyable, and Gina did a wonderful job in editing to highlight the most interesting parts of the museum's upcoming programs. We truly appreciate all the work WHQR does as a community radio station, making connections for people in our area. Many thanks. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org, or you can leave a call at 910-292-9477. And as always, thanks for your feedback.